Welcome to another mini episode of the Nerdcast podcast. This is Jay, and this time I'm going to be looking at Sonic Highways, the documentary series by the Foo Fighters that ran on HBO. It was an 8-episode documentary, and each episode dealt with a different city in the history of the music there, talking to different artists. And each city had a corresponding song on their CD, Sonic Highways. The first episode dealt with Chicago, Illinois, and looked at their kind of rock history. And they focused mainly on Cheap Trick from the 70s rock and Naked Ray Gun, an 80s punk band. They also talked to Buddy Guy and Muddy Waters for the 50s, 60s blues feel. They went into Electric Audio Studios, where Nirvana recorded In Utero, and recorded the song Something from Nothing. Second episode dealt with Washington, D.C. They talked with Big Tony Fisher of Trouble Funk and looked at the start of the go-go style of music. They also looked at Ian McKay from Fugazi and the start of the DIY punk movement of the late 80s. And they recorded at Inner Ear Studio, the studio that produced what Dave Grohl called the soundtrack to his youth. There that they did the song The Feast and the Famine. That night they were burning for truth. Down on the corner of 14th and U. They took your soul and they took it for fools. Took all the windows and breathed in the schools. Now what's a poor man left to do? One heart now broken in two. You start untying the hands of the youth. Four was in Nashville, and they looked at that the sound from there, which is more the country sound. They talked to Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, and they did a lot with Zach Brown of Zach Brown Band. He actually went in the studio with them, Southern Ground Studios, and helped them record the song Congregation. Austin, Texas, where they look at their music scene, including the Austin City Limits concert series. They look at how it started and kind of evolved into what it is today. They interview Gary Clark Jr., Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and Rocky Erickson of the band 13th Floor Elevator. They go into the Austin City Limits studio to record the song, What Did I Do? Good as My Witness.
There you go again, putting words into my mouth. It's
last one's for you to know and for me to find out. All that trouble that you want about, how you gonna know till you hear it out loud? Stop, ask myself, what did I do? What did I do to deserve you?
After that, they moved to Los Angeles and looked at the overlooked LA music history, including the 90s Palm Desert scene. Dave Grohl talks with Pat Smear, member of the Foo Fighters, about his earlier band, The Germs. They talked to Rodney Bingenheimer of K-Rock and the former owner of the Sunset Strip Club about the music scene there in the 80s. They also record at the Rancho de la Luna Studios in Palm Desert. The song Outside, and it's featuring Joe Walsh of the Eagles, who does a guitar solo. Episode 6 was in New Orleans, and they look at the more unique history of New Orleans music, including Dr. John. They talk to Alan Toussaint and Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers. It was a very cool episode because Dave goes out with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and plays a song in the streets with them as they're marching through. They ended up recording In the Clear at the Preservation Hall. Second to last city is Seattle, and they look a lot at the grunge scene, the beginning of Sub Pop Records, and Nirvana. They talk with Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden, and Chris Novoselic of Nirvana. They also show what sub-pop has done for music, and it's kind of cool seeing how it started and where it went to after Nirvana. They record at Robert Lang Studios with Ben Gibbard, and they do the song Subterranean. The final city is New York, where they look at the evolution of New York music including the start of the hip-hop movement. They also look at post-9/11 and how that impacted the New York music scene. They talk with Paul Stanley of Kiss, Nora Guthrie, Chuck D of Public Enemy, LL Cool J, Mike D of the Beastie Boys, and producer Rick Rubin. The episode ends with Dave Grohl sitting down with President Barack Obama to talk about music and the history of it all. They record at the Magic Shop the song I Am a River. One of the things I liked about the last episode is it tied it all back together. They looked at multiple interviewees from the whole series and played little clips of them together. And it gave you a nice, good sense of closure for the whole thing. It was cool to see Barack Obama come in and talk too, because as the president, you don't see him that often talking about things like music and the history of it. I listened to Mark Maron's podcast, and he had a really great interview that didn't get too political, and this was along those lines. One of the things I love about the Foo Fighters is the way they interact. We saw recently with them rickrolling the church in Kansas City over this past weekend. But here in New York, they were sitting out having a cigarette between recording, and two kids and their parents walked up, and the kids recognized Dave Grohl and started talking to him. And knowing they were fans, Dave Grohl took them into the studio, had them meet the band, got to see what it was like to be in the studio, which was very cool. Just makes me appreciate what the Foo Fighters do and their impact on fans. And this also ties in with another cool aspect of it. You get a sense of recording. They had their producer there with them the whole time, and they were sitting there, and you could see them kind of struggling to get some of the songs the way they wanted. Dave Grohl helping out Taylor Hawkins on drums. It was just a well-put-together series. My three favorite episodes were the DC, because I'm a pretty big Fugazi fan, so it was interesting seeing them talk to Ian McKay. Seattle, because I grew up with that grunge sound, and I was a huge Nirvana fan. And then New York, because it tied everything together and they looked at so many different types of music. It's only 8 episodes. Each one's an hour. It's definitely worth checking out. These episodes are available on HBO Go and probably on demand. I haven't checked that, but I saw them on HBO Go. It's not a very long commitment to it. 8 episodes for an hour. Really can't complain about that too much. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check on our website at nerdcast.com. It's NYRDCAST. Leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on the post. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Nerdcast. Or if you search Nerdcast on Facebook, you'll find our page there. If you like our podcast, please go out to iTunes and rate and review them for us. It helps us out to put more content out there. So, in the word of Toner, keep doing what you do.